Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I watch this show, Smothered.
You do not watch that show?
I've seen, yeah.
Is it? Sure. It's fake.
Yeah, it's very fake.
Okay.
It feels very propped up.
Like, see, they had a picture of one girl on all fours, and the mom was behind her.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Giving her a Brazilian.
Oh, heck.
They give each other Brazilians.
It's really weird.
And then the other one, like, she artificially inseminated her daughter, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
It's mother-daughters who are, they call it Smothered, and they're just, they're too
tight.
Close.
Amber Ford is better. Considering.
Wow.
I don't, yeah. I just wonder if there's other, I don't know that anybody is like that. I mean, I've known people, it's usually the Ambers, it's the only children who are kind of, become besties with their mom, but not.
Yeah, yeah.
But not, this is a point that's way farther than I'm comfortable with.
I'm super tight with my mom, and I would say she's my best friend, but I'm not giving her a Brazilian wax. My
oh, sure. Tanner?
Yeah.
Is that a
no,
why? Is that a line?
Wondering.
You think? Have you seen your mom's
that's
boobs lately?
No.
Yeah, I mean that seems weird, right?
Really?
But that's her like professional business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Plus, you and your mom always got God. You guys are sisters, and they always put you in the same age.
Yeah, you look kind of old for your age.
Even if she wasn't, would that be weird?
I think because my wife is from a foreign country, and they're naked issues are zero. Like
right.
They just go into rooms naked. Everybody sees everybody.
Well, you were showering with your kids until they were in junior high.
No. No. But you do shower with your kids longer than you're comfortable with.
Like for 20 minute showers or no? Oh, you mean longer than.
No. No. Okay. I meant to an age that you're not comfortable with.
Because they were way too old.
No, it's. How old is Leo at this point?
18 months.
Have you showered with him?
Once, yeah. He does pretty good with baths, but I've definitely gone to the restroom around him. Especially, like, I've had to hold him in an airport urinal.
Okay.
He's checking it out.
Yeah, he does need to. You have
not
to
much
model it.
Check out, but he's.
He's looking at your junk?
Yeah, because he's right at the age he's, like, interested in the toilet.
Okay.
So I view it as a good thing.
It is a good
thing. I'm like, yeah, look, this is what we do, you know.
This is how it goes.
You're modeling the behavior he'll need to know.
But it's the same with the shower. Like, and there's times when you're, like, everybody's got to, you're going to a wedding. And, like, everybody's got to get cleaned up. So I grab the boy, she grabs the girl, we go to separate showers. Like, I do his hair, do my pits, do his body, like, set him outside with a towel, finish me off, then go get him dressed. And you only stop doing that. Like, and I would do my wife could take him into the shower and I would have my daughter. You only stop when they start doing what T-Hack is describing. But his son is staring at him just while he's peeing. It's different. Like when you're in the shower and your daughter like starts to lock in on your junk, then you're like,
weird.
Nope. And she's only locking because she's like, wait a second.
I don't have that.
Correct. And that's when you go, okay, that's it. But my wife will still shower occasionally with my daughter. help her out with stuff. It's like, it's not as weird. You're sexualizing it, and it's a mother and a daughter. I just think there's no way to not sexualize it if you're ripping the hair off her crotch area.
Right. That's a little too much.
That's a lot. And if you're actually being the one who artificially inseminates your daughter.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
That is just.
That's just heinous.
It's. Yeah. But I mean, Tiag watches the show, and it's. I think it's probably, you know, only one person in this room's been on a reality TV show, and like you can attend, like they. Why don't you give each other a Brazilian?
Right.
Like, they may not normally do that, but you want to...
And then these people are just like, oh, well, the producers are saying, and it's TV, so we got to make it interesting or make people have a reaction to it.
I see that.
But I still don't.
They've really upped the ante, because last season it was like, we take a bath together, and now it's like I'm getting pregnant by her.
It's just too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that say about us as a society? Amen. They're like, well, we'll get him next season.
We murder together.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.